When shall I come to the top of that same hill?
You do climb up it now. Look how we labor.
Methinks the ground is even.
Horrible steep. Hark, do you hear the sea?
No, truly.
Why, then your other senses grow imperfect by your eyes' anguish.
So may it be indeed. Methinks thy voice is altered, and thou speak'st in better phrase and matter than thou didst.
You are much deceived. In nothing am I changed but in my garments.
Methinks you're better spoken.
Come on, sir. Here's the place. Stand still. How fearful and dizzy it is to cast one's eyes so low. The crows and choughs that wing the midway air show scarce so gross as beetles. Halfway down hangs one that gathers samphire. Dreadful trade. Methinks he seems no bigger than his head. The fishermen that walk upon the beach appear like mice. And yon tall anchoring bark diminished to a cock. A cock, a boy almost too small for sight. The murmuring surge that on the unnumbered idle pebble chafes cannot be heard so high. I look no more, lest my brain turn and the deficient sight topple down headlong.
Set me where you stand.
Give me your hand. You are now within a foot of the extreme verge. For all beneath the moon, would I not leap upright?
Let go my hand. Here, friends, another purse. In it a jewel well worth a poor man's taking. Fairies and gods, prosper it with thee. Go thou further off. Bid me farewell, and let me hear thee going.
Now fare ye well, good sir.
With all my heart.
Why I do trifle thus with his despair is done to cure it.
Oh, you mighty gods, this world I do renounce, and in your sights shake patiently my great affliction off. If I could bear it longer, and not fall to quarrel with your great opposeless wills, my snuff and loathed part of nature should burn itself out. If Edgar live, oh, bless him. Now, fellow, fare thee well.
Gone, sir. Farewell. And yet I know not how conceit may rob the treasury of life when life itself yields to the theft. Had he been where he thought, by this had thought been passed. Alive or dead? Oh, you, sir. Friend, hear you, sir. Speak. Thus might he pass indeed. Yet he revives. What are you, sir?
Away and let me die.
Hadst thou been aught but gossamer, feathers, air, so many fathom down precipitating, thou'dst shivered like an egg. But thou dost breathe. Hast heavy substance, bleedst not, speaks, art sound. 10 masts at each make not the altitude which thou hast perpendicularly fell. Thy life's a miracle. Speak yet again.
But have I fallen or no?
From the dread summit of this chalky bourne. Look up a height. The shrill-gorged lark so far cannot be seen or heard. Do but look up.
Alack, I have no eyes. Is wretchedness deprived that benefit to end itself by death? 'Twas yet some comfort when misery could beguile the tyrant's rage and frustrate his proud will.
Give me your arm. Up. So. How is't? Feel you your legs? You stand.
Too well. Too well.
This is above all strangeness. Upon the crown of the cliff, what thing was that which parted from you?
A poor, unfortunate beggar.
As I stood here below, methought his eyes were 2 full moons. He had 1,000 noses, horns whelked and waved like the enrigid sea. It was some fiend. Therefore, thou happy father, think that the clearest gods, who make them honors of men's impossibilities, have preserved thee.
I do remember now. Henceforth I'll bear affliction till it do cry out itself, enough, enough, and die. that thing you speak of. I took it for a man. Often 'twould say, the fiend, he led me to that place.
Bear free and patient thoughts. Men must endure their going hence, even as their coming hither. Ripeness is all. Come on!
And that's true, too?